This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. Enjoy it. freetalklive.com. We jump right back into the calls here. It is a show about your calls, so let's talk to Kyle in Florida. Kyle, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
Actually, it's Kyle, and you guys have talked to me before.
You what?
Actually, it's Kyle, and you've talked to me before, isn't it?
Are you really drunk?
I've had a few in me.
Okay, just checking. So it's what's your name?
Zakiya.
Zakiya.
Zakiya?
Nikaya.
Nikaya. So Nikaya,
I've fallen this neck.
You've fallen and you can't get up. What's on your mind?
Hold on. Let me take you off speakerphone. Hold on.
Thanks. That's always a good idea. In fact, just a point of information to anyone who calls, being on speakerphone is a bad idea.
Does that sound better?
You still sound wasted. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Well, actually, my friend Jamie just called in about the California thing.
Yeah.
And I can get into the whole God thing because that's really interesting to me.
Nothing is more interesting than a drunk man pontificating about God. Please. We wait with bated breath.
Honestly, the Bible is BS. I mean, the Constitution's only been in the hands of man for a couple hundred years, and it's completely screwed. So the Bible's been in the hands of man for thousands of years. It's so distorted, it's not even funny.
Man, that is not funny. So what else is on your mind?
Like I said, my friend Jamie just called in about the California thing because we're thinking about moving there before moving to New Hampshire.
Yeah, why are you going to California first? I don't understand the point.
Well, she looked on the bulletin boards, and there's a community of people that plan on moving to New Hampshire.
Right. Well, there's a community of people all around the country and the world that are going to be moving to New Hampshire. Wait. Let me see if I got this straight. You're saying you're going to move to California so you can meet up with a bunch of other people who are then going to move to New Hampshire?
Yes.
Why not save yourself the $1,000 and just go straight to New Hampshire?
Well, because we also have family in California.
Oh, I see. The family thing. So
is the family moving to New Hampshire?
No.
Yeah, why not just leave them? Just forget about your family. You know, what's the big deal?
Well, I'm moving by the end of August, whether it's to California or New Hampshire. I resigned from my job on Tuesday, and I'm gone.
If your family really loves you, they'd follow you to New Hampshire.
Not even about that. I mean, the Free State Project is my deal. I'm a political activist. That's my thing.
Awesome. You know what? There's going to be a lot of people that think the way that you do up in New Hampshire waiting for you, man. So we look forward to seeing you there. Thanks for the call.
And I don't know if you remember me. I'm the one that said I'm a responsible pot smoker and work for a large corporation.
You're not on the job right now, are you?
No, actually, I resigned.
So are you working at all?
Not right now. I'm waiting for my 401k, and then I'm moving.
Right on. Well, best of luck, and don't drink and drive. Thanks for the call.
No.
All right, man. 800-259-9231.
We absolutely need more responsible pot-smoking, drinking, alcoholic, political activists in New Hampshire.
You know, they said that there was
but
so...
But first, they should go to California first.
You said there was...
The family.
I heard there was a lot of drinking going on at Porkfest this year, right? To the point where people were peeing on people's tents and stuff like that.
Oh, that's scary.
Apparently, it got bad.
Good thing there weren't any cops there. They'd be on the sexual offender registry list.
Yeah. Apparently, it got really bad. But, hey, it's legal.
To pee on tents.
I guess. 800.
As long as you don't drive.
800-259-9231.
Peeing for freedom!
You know, it's been a while since we've had a good drunk on the line, so we always enjoy people who are inebriated. Let's continue with the calls. Let's talk to Ben in California. You're on Free Talk Live.
Do you pee for freedom?
Ian Johnson and Mark, hello.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Hey, Ben.
Well, I am unfortunately calling from the just about socialist state of California. I would do everything I could do to prevent them from coming here.
Okay. Maybe if you buy him a six-pack and ship it to New Hampshire.
Yeah, most definitely. I'm sorry, I'm not going to be as entertaining because I'm sober. But
that's okay.
All right, so I'm 17. and I am currently going to a government public school, unfortunately.
Okay.
And I'm working ahead this summer. I'm taking I'm so amazed by this. They match economics and government into one class. And I'm a libertarian. I'm pretty self-educated because I'm not really getting a great education at school.
It's pretty much what you have to do.
And, you know, I read a lot of Mises.org, and I'm interested in economics, and I'm not learning anything about the free market in my class.
So you're actually in the economics class right now as we speak.
No, I'm at home, but I'm taking it over the summer.
In general,
yeah.
I see. Okay.
Well, look at how well the government does with money. I mean, you would think that a government economics class mashed together, it makes sense that it would just be absolutely horrible.
Right, they can't even balance their own checkbook.
Of course. And, I mean, even the textbook that they order from a private company is bad, you know, because of the fact that they have these weird curriculum demands.
Sure.
Anyway, so the tests and the books go together, and you have to learn the lies to pass the test.
That's as I understood it. My girlfriend was recently in one of these classes, and she was concerned because she wanted to answer to when she was looking at her test choices, the multiple choices, she wanted to choose the choice that she knew was the right answer, the free market style choices. But she was wondering if those were going to be the right or wrong answers.
Yeah, and I've had that trouble before. So you know, I've gotten to the point where I see the free market answer and I go the other way. And at the end of the test, after it's graded, I have the highest grade in the class right now.
Wow.
I go up to the teacher, and I say, you know what, this entire thing is wrong. I've put dots next to my Scantron on every single bad question. And you know what, they all just kind of go, well, you got it right, so quit complaining.
Right.
As though that's the only goal here.
Right.
Well, that is the only goal, to move the kids through the system.
Move the kids through the system, collect the paycheck.
And to turn out good, little, indoctrinated know-nothing.
But you should also start documenting these things, because I'm sure there are a bunch of people who would be definitely interested to see these.
See the questions?
Oh,
yeah.
To see the actual questions and see the lies that the government is publishing. You could probably have a news organization cover that.
Well, most of them are accepted as true. I mean, the majority of the society doesn't believe, I mean, in any of this stuff.
There are probably some news organizations who would be willing to cover.
Free Market News Network would, I bet.
Right.
FMNN, yeah.
Well, wow. If you can get your hands on one of your tests, I don't know if it's possible, but if you can get your hands on some of it, you should scan it in. At the very least, post it on the BBS. I know our listeners will be interested.
I'll see what I can do.
Awesome.
Well, today I had a short little run with my teacher, and he was making this absurd point trying to defend farm subsidies.
Okay.
And he claimed that if the government was not there to help farmers, and then to prevent the land from being purchased and developed by businesses, the price of food would run up so high that we'd all starve.
So farmers need the government to prevent the land from being purchased by the businesses?
By businesses, exactly.
As though the business is just going to be able to just come on to somebody's farm,
right,
and lay down a bunch of cash and magically have every single farmer sell out all their farmland.
And as though farming is not, in fact, a business.
And I went through the points. And I just appealed, I wanted more so to appeal to the class than to him.
Sure.
And I said, you know what, food is the most basic essential for human life.
Sure.
Food will always be our most important commodity.
Maslow's hierarchy
of needs. Right. And I said, there will always be providers for food. Even if farms get bought up, there will always be other people competing for, you know, to supply food to us.
What he was actually probably talking about was small farmers being bought out by corporate farmers.
That he was more so talking about the CCC and FDR and all that. Ugh.
Wow. You know, I wish I had somebody like you in one of my classes when I was growing up.
Anyway, so he eventually said, you know what, I'm not going to debate this with you. You're right on this point. And
really?
I'm kind of seen as the geeky guy in the class. I'm kind of on the fringe politically. I'm not afraid to speak out. And,
yeah, you're not afraid
I was,
to...
I was.
Not afraid to learn on your own, learn for yourself, educate yourself, and I'm glad you're in your class speaking out. Maybe there's a chance that somebody in there is paying attention and asking themselves why it is you believe this way, and perhaps maybe by the end of the year or the end of the summer you'll have a convert. Hey, thanks, and keep us up to date, Ben, all right? Especially if you get your hands on one of those tests. We want to know what sort of misinformation they're spreading. Thanks, Ben. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. Coming up, a correction, an email correction. We asked a question about riding dirty, and we have been informed. We'll inform you. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free number 800-259-9231. Friday edition, inside hour two. It's Ian here with you.
I'm Johnson.
And Mark.
Toll free number again, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. In fact, an entire year's worth of the show awaits you right there on the front page of the website. There's no need to log in. There's no membership fee. No hoops to jump through. You just go and download it for free. At freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Returning to the phones and to the fun to Dwight in Idaho. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier line. Hello, Dwight.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, great.
What's on your mind?
Well, I just called to let you know. Well, give me my credentials first. I'm a lifelong libertarian, all of my adult life anyway.
Okay.
I brought my Republican mother and Democratic father to the party. I'm a 100% libertarian on the Nolan test, and I'm also a member of the Libertarian Reform Caucus.
Okay.
I did vote to eliminate most of the platform.
Wow, you're you're a 100-100 libertarian who voted to eliminate the platform. That's interesting.
Yes, yes. I did so because of the way I view the reason, the way the party should act. The party is by nature, it's a political organization, so it's by nature a government organization. That's what it does, is works with government.
Yeah, it wants to influence government, and sure. Mm-hmm.
Right. And to work with government, that is, we're going to influence people who have been educated in government schools, we're going to have to move in an incremental fashion. You're not going to get a horse to drink water at the bottom of a cliff by, shoving it off a cliff. You have to lead it down the path, down the side of the cliff.
Okay. I agree with you. I think that we're going to either get there through incremental changes or a horrible, bloody, violent revolution. One of the two. And
if we don't have incremental changes, we're not going to get there through the political process.
Okay.
So, I hear the anarcho-capitalist concern, and I'm leaning that way myself in principle. I did vote against amending the principles.
That's good.
Because I think they need to be our guiding star. But at the same time, our platform needs to be, what are we going to accomplish in the next 2 years? I think we should be able to have a platform that says we can support something like the fair tax, for example. But in our principles, or even in that plank, we need to be very clear that we would say it is our guiding principle that we want no taxation.
Yeah, I think that's fine. Right. What I'm concerned with here, Dwight, is I'm concerned that as far as the Libertarian Party is concerned, I'm frustrated with the fact that I see this infiltration of people that aren't even close to being libertarians. I understand that the changes that were made in Portland, as far as I can tell, weren't really that bad. That you've still got the principle of non-aggression, and you're kind of more focusing on short-term goals, and that's fine. What I'm more concerned with is this infiltration by these individuals that are just really not libertarians. They believe in war. They believe in the war in Iraq.
They're anti-immigration.
I mean, you can just go down a laundry list of things where they're not even close to us on, and that's what really bugs me.
Yeah, there were a few of those folks there. They called themselves paleo-libertarians, these folks that are pro-Iraq war and anti-immigration.
Which is disingenuous to call themselves paleo, anything.
It's disingenuous to call themselves libertarians. I mean, it's the fact that there's these people out there labeling themselves as libertarians is bad.
But to call themselves paleo-libertarians as though they're the original libertarians, it's completely disingenuous. It's actually an outright lie.
It is disingenuous, but I would much rather work with those people in areas that I agree with them, especially if we're going to work in the political process.
Directly with the Republicans and Democrats and just join those parties? Why don't we just go the route that, like, a lot of libertarians is just join the Republican Party and work from within that?
Well, if we're going to go that route, then you might as well just dismantle the party or turn the party into an activist organization
rather than
a political party. Well, that was the choice that we made in Portland. That was the choice that was before us. The choice was, do we relegate the party to the debating society where we try and influence politics from the outside, or do we actually want to play party politics? And that's the choice that was laid before us. And if we actually want to be a political party, we have to come to some kind of compromise where we can actually play in the arena.
So the Libertarian Party, with its platform and its principles, as it was, wasn't the fastest growing political party in the United States before these changes were made to ruin the party?
Wasn't the fastest growing?
Yeah, that was the impression that I had, is that the Libertarian Party was the third largest political party and the fastest growing political party in the United States of America.
Well, we've been losing money and memberships for the last 4 years.
Well, now the memberships have been going up, actually, since they changed it over to a free membership. There's been a large increase in membership since then, at least as I understand it.
We've still been, the graphics that I saw showed that we'd still been losing
Right, and I'll tell you why you're losing. I'll tell you why you're losing people is because the people that left got sick and tired of the unprincipled people in the party totally taking it over. People like me, who I'm a life member of the party, I've now sworn to withhold all future contributions until the party gets back to principle. And I'm sick and tired of seeing in a Libertarian Party publication, I'm seeing them publish articles written by these warmongers. I'm seeing them publish letters written by warmongers, and it's disgusting to me. So people like me are some of the people that are leaving the party in disgust. And I understand there's other sides and there's other people that are leaving as well, but I think if you start alienating the core libertarians, you're just going to have yet another political party. And I don't think that's what we want to be.
I agree, and that's the worst thing that I want to happen. I do not want to lose the hardcore anarcho-capitalist. Where are you going to go? Because there's no other political party out there.
There will be. There's the Boston Tea Party that was just formed by Thomas Knapp, yes, another libertarian. And in New Hampshire, I believe that's being proposed that there's going to be the New Hampshire Independence Party as well. So there's going to be some competition, I think, for the libertarians. And I think that's exactly what they need. I think they need to have, there needs to be a second pro-liberty party out there to give you guys some competition, because you need it.
I don't mind the competition. I mean, that's being a capitalist myself, I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing.
Good, because the further the Libertarian Party gets from principle, the more likely that is to happen. Dwight, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. So, Mark, you're somebody that you agree with the idea of taking over an existing party.
Well, as far as the Republican Party?
Yeah.
I think the Republican Party has a better chance of putting libertarians in office than the Libertarian Party does. The difference between big L and little L libertarians being in use here.
I don't know if I'm convinced at this point that politics is going to be the solution, because I feel like when the Libertarian Party was created, it was created by people that were fed up with their existing choices. They didn't like the Democrats. They didn't like the Republicans. They wanted something with some, a principle backing it, and they created this alternative party. And it stayed pretty principled for a long time, but then it started to get infiltrated by these semi-libertarians, these people coming in with their different set of beliefs and wanting to just sort of have their own little third party to take over. And so they diluted the Libertarian Party.
I disagree entirely. I think it's dichotomous. I think that the term libertarian, by its principle, is anarcho-capitalist, and I think that a libertarian, and the phrase that they have there doesn't make any sense.
I remember there used to be another party of small government. They were called the Republicans. I don't know where they went.
Yeah, they just get infiltrated by big government people. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box. Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And it's the Friday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free. Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens and dozens of ladies from around the world that have sent us their photo, validated, which means that in the picture, they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by visiting the shrine for yourself at freetalklive.com. We go back to the phones, guys. We are talking to Vince in California. Vince, you're on an amplifier line. What's on your mind?
Hey, yeah, so like I said, I was listening to yesterday's podcast, and you guys were talking about voluntarily funded defense.
Yeah.
And I remember Mark was concerned about people, you know, getting their voluntary defense bills and saying, eh, I don't want to pay this month since I'm going to get defended anyway.
Right.
Well, I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about your amplifier program. You know, I get that bill on my credit card every month, and although, you know, I do get, you know, the archives and whatnot, I could still listen to the podcast and not have to pay that, but I do anyway because, you know, I want to be a part of what you guys are doing, and I think it's important, and I think that a lot of people are going to think missile defense and whatnot are going to be equally or even more important than that.
Great point, Vince. I agree with you.
Yeah, well, Vince, I have to disagree because I don't want my missile defense, I don't want my life and property put on the business plan that Free Talk Live is on in that same sense. I mean,
it won't have the same business plan. He's just giving an example to you, Mark, of how people are voluntarily supporting a product that they find valuable.
About 1%.
Excuse me?
I would say it's about 1% of our listenership.
No, we've got approximately 1,800 internet downloaders per night and over 250 amplifiers who are mostly internet listeners.
How many amplifiers do we have? How many people download in a given month as opposed to every single day?
I don't know. The average is about 1,800 per day. It would be probably less. I don't know the answer to that question.
Okay, and how many radio listeners do we have in a given week?
I don't know the answer to that.
We have 17 stations or 16 stations or some number like
that. Several
thousand. Yeah.
Here's the other thing, though, is, I mean, I'm sure a lot of your listeners don't think, oh, my God, I need to contribute to Free Talk Live or, you know, my town is going to disappear in a fireball, you know?
Good point.
They could very well think to themselves, oh, my God, I've got to contribute to Free Talk Live or my freedoms will disappear in a fireball.
True. That's true.
I think Vince is making a valid point here.
I disagree. I don't want my missile defense based on this particular business model.
He's not saying
I do
it
this because I love it.
He's not saying it would be.
It's just one way. You know, I mean, Ian was talking about company sponsoring. I'm just saying this is another way it could be funded in addition.
He's
to
just
other ways that other people would come up with.
He's just pointing out.
You guys don't get all your money from amplifiers, right?
No, he's just pointing out that there are people who are voluntarily willing to support things they believe in. And,
sure there are.
And he's also pointing out that when it comes to something really important, like life and limb, or being blown up by a nuclear missile, then in that case, more people are more likely to support it. And I agree with you, Vince. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. All right, so let's move on to the news. This from the AP. In fact, we've got a couple immigration-related things to talk about here. First, the bad news. Hazleton, Pennsylvania, illegal immigrants seeking to make a home in this northeastern Pennsylvania city could face barriers to finding a home and a job after the city council has passed one of the nation's strictest ordinances to fight so-called illegal immigration. City documents would be printed only in English. You like that, Mark. Landlords, however, would face $1,000 fines for each immigrant found renting their properties, and businesses who employ illegal immigrants would not be granted licenses.
Well, you know, I don't agree with that.
Right. The ordinance, designed to make the city one of the most hostile in the country for illegal immigrants, passed on a 4-1 vote. Mayor Lou Barletta said, "The illegal citizens," which that's not what they are. They're not illegal citizens.
Yes, they are. But yes, they are.
What do you
that's
mean?
The best term for them.
Really?
Because
why?
They really are citizens. They're illegal citizens. It's a perfect term for them.
I guess. They're master.
I mean, it really is. I mean, that is a perfect term for a government just jerk to use, because it really, I mean, that's really accurate in a description of what they actually are.
If you think this, if you think
because they are citizens, no matter what, even no matter how they got here, guess what? They are here and they participate in society just as much as anyone else.
Okay, well, if you think this guy's a jerk now, wait till you hear this. He says, "I would recommend that they leave." Who, apparently, Mayor Lou Barletta wore a bulletproof vest to the vote.
Oh, my.
As a precaution because the issue was so emotionally charged. This man is so concerned with the things that he's saying that he's wearing a bulletproof vest now.
Well, you know, what's going to happen is probably in about a decade, it's going to be the residents of Philadelphia who are going to be the ones who want to shoot him when their economy goes south.
Well, this isn't actually Philadelphia. It's Hazleton, Pennsylvania, which is apparently 80 miles northwest of Philadelphia. Population 31,000. After the vote, hundreds of people on both sides of the issue congregated outside City Hall, separated by a line of police officers. Barletta proposed the Illegal Immigration Relief Act last month as a response to what he said were Hazleton's problems with violent crime, crowded schools, hospital costs, and demand for services. So the problem with violent crime, let's see, police can't solve the crime problem, so that's a problem with the police. Crowded schools, government problem, that's government can't run schools, so there's government problem. Hospital costs, usually tied into government regulations, government rules for hospitals.
It's the rules that the hospitals have to give free care to immigrants.
And the demand for services, government offering so-called services, government complaining that too many people are demanding for the, demanding the services, etc. So essentially, the mayor has outlined the fact that government is useless, government stinks at virtually anything that it tries to do, but the solution is more government. In this case, to keep certain people out of the city. He's blaming all of government's problems on one subset, one group of people, essentially.
I wonder what's going to happen when people can't get their homes cleaned, can't get their, their lawn mowed, can't get their houses painted. They're going to have to do all this stuff. And imagine what the cost of those services. What they said, they said there was already a problem with finding certain services.
Demand for services
is already too high. It's already
too
high. So I wonder what's going to happen once this stuff... Once all these jobs that normally only the immigrants will work start,
what's going to happen to the landlords when they start getting busted for having immigrants in their homes and forced to pay these fines to the point where they're either going to say, you know, look, there's not enough people to rent to around here because you've driven all the immigrants away, or I'm tired of living here because I'd like to rent to these people and you won't let me do it.
It's a perfect example of how the government overreacts with force to a problem. What's the problem with illegal immigrants? I mean, are they causing...
They're taking our services!
Are they causing such a problem? Well, they're taking our services because You know, there's just a very small amount of them that are doing that. I mean, so what? I mean, there's...
Get rid of the services.
Right. That's what my opinion would be. But is
stop
it,
your collectivism.
Why is it so great to for me to have to provide welfare to somebody in California, but it's not for somebody who's, you know, a
it's
few miles...
It's not great, period.
Well, I understand, but
right.
why...
They
do
don't
it,
understand.
Why does it seem to be such a... Why does it make sense that my tax dollars go to provide welfare for somebody in California?
It's that indignant feeling that they get. Well, I'm paying taxes. I get to decide where they go. What? That's what it is.
I don't want them to
I'm
have to
taxpayer.
Pay all those taxes.
That's what it is. It's that indignance, that feeling of, well, I should be able to get access to all these services, and you folks shouldn't. That's what it is, essentially. It's selfishness when it comes to taxes. And look... If you want to be selfish when it comes to taxes, I'm all for it. Keep all your money in the first place and
right.
stop paying them.
Mm-hmm.
Stop turning it. If you're running a retail outlet, stop collecting sales tax for the state. And then just say, look, I'm not paying for your stupid services anymore. I don't want them.
You're going to be in big trouble if you do that.
Well, that's what it's going to take. Barletta, the mayor, let's see here. Opponents argued it was divisive and possibly illegal, but supporters argued that illegal immigrants' growing numbers have damaged the quality of life in the northeastern Pennsylvania city. The mayor says, what you see here tonight really is a city that wants to take back what America has given it. What do you think he's talking about there? A city that wants to take back what America has given it. What sort of collectivist gobbledygook is that? How does a city take back anything? A city is a group of buildings and trees.
It's a line drawn in the sand.
Sitting on a plot of land. How can a city do anything? And how can it take back? And what has America given Hazleton, Pennsylvania anyway? How is it that America can give anybody anything? It's ludicrous.
It actually would seem to me that Hazleton, Pennsylvania took land from America, if you were going to look at it in a collectivist.
It's the free people of America through the free market system that provided Hazleton with an opportunity.
More's on the way. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequency. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves with a toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. Bulletin board system is there, over 115,000 posts for you to enjoy on the house. bbs.freetalklive.com. We'll take you right to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And actually, Johnson, did you have an announcement to make tonight?
I do. I want to talk about the fact that this weekend... I would like to start testing out the Free Talk Live store with our amplifier.
Okay. So this is something that's been in the works for almost a year now at this point. It's been in high demand. People have been asking for T-shirts and hats and bumper stickers.
I think we've got some products that are going to surprise some people.
I think we've got some cool stuff.
How come I haven't seen this? I'm always left out.
It's under wraps.
I might as well be a damn listener. I swear to God, I have no idea what we're selling.
Well... Yeah, you know
don't
what?
We should probably turn the amplifiers on to you people.
We should probably turn the amplifiers onto it before we turn Mark onto it.
What do I got to do? Give $3 a month in order to find out about this stuff? I signed up for the updates list. Otherwise, I wouldn't know anything.
So basically, what's going to happen is at some point over the weekend, if all works out as planned, there's going to be an email going out specifically to the amplifiers announcing essentially what amounts to a beta test. Amplifiers are going to get first crack at the new products that we're offering.
Right.
And then they'll essentially be our guinea pigs, and we'll move it from there into to where everybody can order Free Talk Live stuff. So that's on the way. All right, so keep an eye on your email boxes for that. We're talking about immigration, and Hazleton, Pennsylvania has just passed the most draconian immigration restrictions in the country. You can bet that there are people in America that would love to see these sorts of penalties applied on a nationwide basis. Hazleton, Pennsylvania is looking at fining landlords $1,000 for each illegal immigrant found renting their properties. I presume that means that as many people are in the house, maybe it's just the people on the lease, but either way, that's going to hurt landlords. Also, they're going to fine businesses who employ illegal immigrants and not grant them licenses. There were people upset about this, people on both sides outside of City Hall. One of the... pro-immigration people called Hazleton the first Nazi city in the country, and I think that that's appropriate, because what we're talking about here is harassing business people, harassing landowners, landlords, and essentially telling them that you don't own your land, you don't own your business, we will decide, we the city will decide who you are to be renting to and who you are to be employing. And I think it's kind of disgusting.
The other thing that I think is really kind of disturbing that I'd like to talk about just briefly here, because sometimes I like to pay attention to the other side of the issue, which is the fact that a lot of the more aggression breeds aggression. I mean, anybody who reads any Mary Ruart is, you know, one of the biggest things in her books that she describes was what are called the cycles of aggression. And when you get aggressive with someone, in other words, if you walk up and you push someone,
They're going to push you back.
Yeah, most likely. You know, you punch them in the face, they're going to get up and do something. And the more aggressive that we get with the illegal immigrants, the more they're going to get aggressive back.
Maybe that's why he was wearing a bulletproof vest when he signed this into law.
Oh, absolutely. And, well, here's the other thing. This is getting worse. And what's going on now, and these people are using it as, well, look, this is what they're trying to do, blah, 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 blah. Now they're talking about a nation, a new Mexican nation, like Aztecalitlan or something. I don't even know what it's called.
Yeah, they want to take over the Southeast and turn it into another nation.
Right.
The allegation is, at least.
Right. I don't remember what it's called.
Aztecalan, I think.
Aztecalan or something like that.
It seems ridiculous to me. That seems ridiculous to me. There's maybe a certain amount of Mexicans out there that think this is a good idea.
Do you think
a lot of them do?
I think it's getting, you know, it's a movement that's gaining speed.
Do you think it's because they're being treated so poorly by this nation?
Absolutely. And I think the worst that we treat them, because people just don't get it. They really don't get it. It's the government force, and you're making laws against them, and you know what? If we continue with it, they're going to start killing people.
I like how you referenced Dr. Mary Ruart. I like how she puts it. The more you attempt to control others, the more you will find yourself controlled.
I tell you, if the more we start treating these immigrants badly, I think we will end up in a war with Mexico. I think there will be Aztecalan. I think we'll lose. I really think that we'll lose. If that comes about, I think we'll lose.
There's another reason why we're going to lose, because Bloomberg is reporting something that's got some pretty serious effects.
Yeah, absolutely. If the immigrants leave this country all en masse, it's going to be a huge problem. Bloomberg says that the economy in New York, the economy of the country's largest city, and the entire nation would collapse if the illegal immigrants were deported en masse. Michael Bloomberg, New York mayor of the Senate, he told that to a Senate committee hearing on July 5th. He said that New York City is home to more than 3 million immigrants, and 500,000 of them came to this country illegally. Although they broke the law by illegally crossing our borders, our city's economy would be a shell of itself had they not.
And you know, it's absolutely true. People, whether they're illegal or not, when they get out there and they work, they're generating something for the economy.
Right.
They're
producing.
Doing something for the economy. The government bureaucrats that are trying to get rid of them, no, they're not generating crap. All they're generating is hindrances to other people generating good things for our economy.
Which is normally what Bloomberg is busy doing, but in this case, I got to agree with him. Totally.
Well, he says it's going to the economy will collapse if they're deported, and he said that the same holds true for the nation. The hearing, led by Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Arlen Specter, a Republican from Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, was one of several held nationwide as congressional Republicans take to the road to discuss overhauling immigration laws. House GOP leaders called for the hearings last month to President Bush's ambitious election year plan that includes a guest worker program and a path to citizenship for millions in this country illegally.
Is this going to just be an election year issue? I'm hoping that maybe this is what's going to happen. Maybe 2006 is going to come along and all the Republicans are going to be bustling and hustling about how they're going to be passing all these laws, and then they're going to drop it. They're going to get elected they're going to get reelected as they want to on the promises that they're going to crack down on illegal immigration, and then they're just going to drop the issue.
No, because the truck driving, flag waving, beer drinking, shotgun
they're not going to let it go.
Jokes on the borders are screaming about this, and it's not going to stop.
We need to go to the phones. Pennsylvania, Brasky is on the line. Hello. Brasky. Brasky in Pennsylvania, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to chime in about the Hazleton thing.
Yeah.
This is about 20 miles up the road from where I live.
Okay.
And this has been going on. I wanted to put it into a little bit of perspective. This has been going on since before, in the past 3-4 months, where the immigration thing has been national news.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is about 2 years old, maybe.
Understood.
And there's been a lot of Mexican American different ethnicities coming into the area. And we are in a triangle in between Philadelphia and New York City. And years and years ago, this area was just all white, which I'm not trying to get into the racial thing, but it's just the mindset that the people have around here. It's been all white forever.
And so they're angry because people of a different color are coming in.
Partly that. I think it's more a backlash on the war on drugs. This is a bedroom community.
To where?
Pardon me?
To where?
Hazleton.
Well, no, bedroom communities service a metro.
Yeah.
Which metro are you talking about?
Well, Hazleton. Hazleton is a small part of like a larger sort of peninsula of towns that are all stringed together.
So Philadelphia, or?
Well, it's north of Philadelphia, but there's a big influx of
okay.
people
Let's
coming.
Let's continue with the point.
All right. So I think it's basically just a backlash of the war on drugs. There's living here is cheap. You can get an apartment here for about $400.
Okay.
All right. And the people that have lived here for generations and generations, they get old. There's zero population growth around here. And as the people get old, and I think Mark has said on a number of occasions that he is a landlord. He buys homes and he rents them out.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, people do that around here. And there's houses and houses and houses just lined up for miles and miles. You can get them for about $50,000. So we have a lot of delinquent landlords that will buy the houses and then just rent them out to anybody.
Okay.
And in the past couple of years, it's been a lot of Hispanics that have been coming in here. And
you're saying that and I want to come back on this because I'm still a little lost. Hang on, Brasky. I want to know what's going on here. More's on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
If you're a